The after effects of Hurricane Isabel are still being felt from North Carolina to Maryland. The storm claimed nearly 20 lives over the weekend. Several people were killed in storm-related road accidents, some by falling tree limbs, and three people died from carbon monoxide poisoning from electricity generators. Throughout the storm, battered states, hundreds of thousands of people are still without power. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Hot and frustrated, so it goes for thousands of utility customers still without power. Kim Bronner, who lives in the southeast quadrant of Washington, D.C., has tossed out an entire fridge full of food and has sent her kids off to stay with relatives who do have power. She's got these words for officials at the Potomac Electric Power Company, who she says have promised to get to her neighborhood as soon as possible.
Stick to your word. Come out here and get these people their powers on. I mean, you don't want no deceased elderly people laying in that building. The building is hot. No air, no nothing. They really need to get out. People don't have money to be staying in hotels. They really need to get out and do their job.
The story is similar in many parts of Virginia, where the Dominion Power Company reported 860,000 people were still without power as of Sunday night. Gadu Menman of Arlington spent Sunday afternoon hitting convenience stores in his neighborhood in search of what's become a precious commodity, ice.
We've lost our power since 4:15 Thursday afternoon.
Arms tired from manually pumping water out of his basement, Menman says if there's an upshot to Isabel, it's seeing people help one another out.
Yesterday, a neighbor of ours who did get their power back loaned me a generator, so I've been just using that to keep the refrigerator going.
Menman points to a downed tree on his street. It's one of thousands in the region. Many landed on rooftops, pierced windows, or damaged cars. All this destruction means insurance companies have been busy. State Farm, one of the largest property insurers in both North Carolina and Virginia, set up a mobile claim center near Richmond over the weekend and reports a heavy flow of claims. Gene Salvatore, who runs an industry-backed insurance think tank, says Isabel won't go down is one of the top 10 storms in terms of cost, but it will be expensive.
Well, the Insurance Information Institute estimates that this storm is going to cost about $1 billion in insured losses. And this is a preliminary estimate.
That's about 1/20th the cost of Hurricane Andrew that tore through Florida in 1992. Bob Hunter of the Consumer Federation of America is a former federal insurance commissioner. He says customers with property damage who do plan to make claims should read through their policies carefully. He warns they may not have noticed that in many instances, when property damage is the result of a hurricane, an extra deductible kicks in, leaving policyholders with the bigger portion of the repair bills.
If your house was worth $200,000 and you had a 5% deductible, you have a $10,000 deductible, so you could have fairly significant damage and not collect anything. I think people are going to be surprised.
Another surprise, federal emergency management officials are warning that although Isabel has passed, the worst of the flooding may not be over. FEMA Director Michael Brown tells coastal residents to be cautious. A combination of high tides and storm surge runoff is expected to cause flash flooding later today in some areas hit by the storm. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.